This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. The Netflix movie Dumplin' focuses on Willow Dean, a self-conscious teen who is misunderstood and overlooked by her mother, played by Jennifer Aniston. Willow Dean finds solace in her Aunt Lucy, a confident, sassy, large-bodied woman who loves Dolly Parton. Though Aunt Lucy is mostly seen in flashbacks, the wisdom she leaves behind fills her niece with courage, confidence, and helps rebuild their family.
My mom, being a bit of a celebrity around here, just meant she was too busy for me. So my Aunt Lucy was the one who taught me how to say yes, ma'am, and no, sir, how to look people in the eye, and how to find a keeper in a heap of junk. But most of all, my Aunt Lucy taught me about Dolly Parton.
Just because I'm blonde, don't think I'm dumb, cause this dumb blonde ain't nobody's fool.
Hillary Bigley plays Aunt Lucy in the Netflix film Dumplin' and joins us from Blue Ridge Public Radio in Asheville. Hello, Hillary.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Now you get to talk right on the mic. That's good.
Yes, I do, right on the mic.
Tell us more about the movie Dumplin'.
Dumplin' was such a beautiful film to be a part of. I had an absolutely fantastic time. I had no idea how much my character was going to be referenced throughout it until I saw it at the premiere, and it blew my mind. Ann Fletcher is an incredible director. She was so much fun. The kids on the film, most of my scenes were with the kids, and we had a blast. One of the little boy, you actually don't see his face, but he's one of the kids that makes fun of Willow Dean in the very beginning outside the donut shop. He asked me, he's like, "So how many movies have you been in?" And I'm like, "Well, darling, this is my first one." He said, "Oh," I'm like, "How many movies have you been in?" He's like, "I've been in three." I was like, "Oh, okay, well, thank you." He said, "So how did you get into acting?" And I told him the story about me discovering theater in the eighth grade and this like punk rock dude that played the cello telling me that I didn't need to be in a strings class, but I needed to be in the class across the hall. He's like, "You better tell them about him when you accept your first Oscar." I'm like, "Oh, yes, little boy, speak that on me again."
What was that class? Was it acting class?
Yeah, theater. Yeah, drama won.
What, drama won? And actually you got into comedy, right? You were doing—
Yes, I do I started doing comedy in 2012.
Good stuff.
And
well, I'm going to talk to you more about that, but I'm going to get back to Dumplin', because here you are. I'm going to play a clip where you play the confident, sassy mentor that helps Willow Dean cope with the fact that her mom is Jennifer Aniston. Here, let's listen.
Okay.
Pay them no mind, Willow Dean. The world is filled with people that are going to try to tell you who you are, but that's for you to decide. You hear me?
My Aunt Lucy had a way with words. She always seemed to know exactly what to say to me.
As Dolly would say herself, it's hard being a diamond in a rhinestone world. Now let's go get ready.
From the Netflix movie Dumplin', I'm here with Hillary Bigley, the actress who plays Aunt Lucy. It's fascinating because there are shadow characters. You appear on screen in this movie as the aunt, but largely you are a larger-than-life character who is referenced throughout the film, as is Dolly Parton. There are these two figures. I mean, talk about the construction of that. It's a fascinating way to put something together and allow us to see the action take place, which is this young girl who is a large-bodied girl herself, and she's got this mom who is obsessed with beauty pageants, right? So that's her problem. And you play, of course, the mom's sister. You're her aunt, right?
Yes.
Fascinating stuff. Talk a little bit more about the film itself. As you saw it come together, I mean, it's taken the world by storm. It was a very popular film.
It's a moving film. It's a film that every mother and daughter should watch together for sure. I, having issues with my own mom, like, it, I don't even know if she's actually seen it yet or not. Everybody that has talked to me since it has been really moved by the connection between them, or the realization of each other after seeing a different side of themselves. Like, the mom didn't realize, like Jennifer Aniston's character didn't realize that Aunt Lucy ever wanted to be a part of a pageant. You know, she just automatically thought, because she was so vivacious, that she would have never not done anything that she wanted. But the whole time, my character didn't believe that she could do that, even though it's so much like my own self. Like, I walk every day with this air of confidence that I do believe in myself, but like anybody else, I am constantly in a state of self-doubt and question, and I worry about being big even though I know that I'm beautiful. It's the movie spoke on to me on several different levels, on the character of Aunt Lucy, but then also of Willardine herself. I'm like, my grandmother watched the movie and she's like, Hillary, I just didn't know it was going to be so much about you, and cried. Like, uh-huh. Like they didn't want to be crying. They were like, I thought you said this was going to be a funny movie. I'm like, well, there were some parts that were funny.
Funny to the rest of the country.
Right.
Talk about the transition, though. I mean, yeah, okay, so you took the acting class. You've been on stage doing stand-up, but this is now for real. This is a big-time production.
Netflix is for real. Yeah. I do... stand-up is how I got the role at all. I opened for John Reap at the Orange Peel in 2017. And my friend works in the movies in Atlanta and New Orleans, and she had shared the event on her Facebook. And a casting director saw my picture that was the tiniest little photo at the bottom of this flyer. She saw it and went through my whole Facebook and saw that I did stand-up and called my friend and was like, hey, who is this girl? Can I have her phone number? I need to talk to her. And they called me and asked me for my stand-up tape. They sent that to Jennifer Aniston. She thought I was hilarious, apparently, and told them to have me come back in for a second audition. So I had no idea about any of this, didn't try out for it. Like, everything I've ever, every monumental thing that's ever happened to me has just been handed to me. Like, I've struggled and fought and struggled and fought and struggled and fought, and nothing ever works. But the other things that just happen to fall in my lap are the most phenomenal. And this was one of them. Like,
Well, I wonder how you took that phone call, and I wonder how much that mirrors a scene in the film. I'm going to play a scene from the film that is a moment of disbelief on the part of young Willardine when a young man decides that she's pretty attractive. She's not having it, and I want to hear from you about both the scene, but also how you took that phone call inviting you to come out and do an audition. But let's listen to this scene now from Dumplin'.
I like you, Will.
Why?
Why what?
What about Becca?
Becca? What about Becca? She asked me to a dance. That's it. And I didn't go. I don't like Becca like that.
I don't understand.
Well, pretty simple.
No, it's not. Because you and I, we don't work together in the real world, Bo. You're supposed to be with someone like Becca.
What are you talking about?
God, I'm talking about this. How are you missing this? Do you not know what it would be like to be with me?
Never took you for the type that cares as much as people think.
I can't, Bo. And that might make me a coward, but
it does. Willardine Dixon, I think you're beautiful. To hell with anyone else who's ever made you feel less than that.
From the Netflix film Dumplin', talking with Hillary Begley, who plays the main character's Aunt Lucy in all of this. First of all, the scene itself and kind of what it says, that now we're confronting this and we're talking much more about body image, much more openly, I think, in popular media than we had been in a long time. Is this an important moment for us?
It absolutely is. That was a really intense scene. If you have to see her crying and like struggling with herself, and then trying to explain to him why, even though he was being honest and telling, he actually does like her, she didn't understand it, because we've been taught for so long that fat's not pretty, or fat's not okay, or fat is disgusting, or, you know, I was in love with boys always. I used to try and buy them Snickers bars, and so they would talk to me. If any one of them did like me, I never was going to shut him down and be like, yeah. It didn't happen for me that way. Every relationship I've ever been in, I feel like I forced my way into it. They end up liking it when they agree finally, but I've never been pursued by a person like that.
So what was it like to be pursued by Netflix and actually hear that somebody sent your picture in and come on, let's Jennifer Aniston likes you? I mean, what was that like for you?
Oh, I freaked out. My friend Jennifer Davis, not Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Davis called me and she was like, listen, I don't care what you're doing today. If somebody from Atlanta or New Orleans or LA calls you, you better answer it. And I was like, okay, what's happening? I was freaking out. And then I can't remember now whether I was getting in my car to leave or if I was getting out of my car to go inside. But I remember standing under the tree in my front yard when they called. And I was like, oh, my God. And I tried to shake the tree. It's a big oak tree. It wasn't about to shake. I was just so I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
I was freaking out. I was so excited.
So then I
handled it.
You handled it, and you get the part, and then there's the premiere in Hollywood, right? There is a red carpet event, and you almost missed it.
I did almost miss it. We pulled up in an Uber, and so we got out a block away, and it never rains in L.A., but it had been raining for like 3 days, so they had a tent over the red carpet, and there was a crowd of people around it, but I couldn't see where I was supposed to go or if that was where it would be. So we bypassed it completely and we go up like 3 escalators to the top floor in this grandiose building and like I'm everywhere. I'm like, where's the red carpet? Hello, anybody? Excuse me, where is the red carpet? And these girls, and it was nowhere. I didn't see it anywhere. I go to the bathroom. I was about to cry. I'm like, no way, did I just come all the way here and miss it? And these girls were representatives for Forever 21. They were like, oh, it was really intense. You're not really missing out on anything. And I'm like, no. You don't understand. I didn't fly all the way across the country to not be able to walk on the red carpet. And so then my heels were so high. I walked. The escalators only went up. They did not go down. So I was having to walk down the steps, but I'd walk down backwards so I didn't break my stupid neck. My heels were too high. Either way, I got all the way down there. I'm still trying to get through the crowd because nobody knows who I am yet or knew whatever. And Danielle McDonald's agent finally saw me and recognized me. So he was like, move out of her way. She's cast. And then as soon as I stepped through the crowd of people, I was standing right next to Dolly Parton and Jennifer Aniston and Danielle McDonald and the woman who wrote the book, Julie Murphy. I'm like, this is a miracle. Like, how did it happen? And Dolly Parton and Jennifer Aniston are both so tiny. They are very tiny, little, petite baby women. And the paparazzi people were screaming and yelling. I was like, whoo, Lord, this is intense, ain't it? And I was like, is it always like this? And Dolly Parton squeezed my hand and said, just keep smiling. And then I'm like, oh, my God, heaven has just spoken to me.
How much contact did you have with Dolly Parton? Did you get to talk
about that?
That was it?
That was it.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, I want to talk about the books that you're giving to the children. Like, let's have a conversation.
Yeah.
But it was too intense. The time, it was really quick, and her people took her away.
Tell us more about her role in this and the part she plays, your character's affection for her and the way in which that figure, a larger-than-life figure, a pop culture figure, plays a role in the story.
Aunt Lucy was president of the Dolly Parton fan club. Like, I loved her and her music and every, like, the Dolly Room was like a shrine to Dolly Parton. It was in the film. There are just pictures of her everywhere and wigs, and it's just the idea of getting to, like, it's the same thing that Dolly Parton says. What's it? She's like, it takes a lot of money to look this cheap. But she does this song about when she was a little girl, her whole idea of what beauty was big hair and big makeup and lots of sequins, you know. It was a good thing she was a girl, otherwise she'd be a drag queen. Because, like, that's the whole, that was her idea, her little country mind, like, poor,
right.
Little, like, 5 years old, she's thinking about beauty and, like, what she wanted to look like or what she wanted to portray about herself.
Right.
And if you take that attitude and apply it to yourself, no matter what it is that you want or what it is that you need. If you go in wholeheartedly the way she has and pure-heartedly like she has, then you're bound for success regardless.
That's the sublime beauty of Dolly Parton, isn't it? An enormous talent who can embody any of the glamour that is Hollywood, if she wants to, quite openly, and still be an authentic self, or at least, maybe in the words of George Burns, she's faking it. But if she's doing it, she's doing it really well, because the authenticity shines through, and the way that woman conducts her life, you know, is an incredible model. Whether
I don't think she's faking it.
I don't think so either. And yet can embody glamour and be all of those things all at once. So it seems to me that that's part of the genius. And, of course, the way in which, as you so well described, the role she plays in this film. And she wrote a lot of the music and sang in this film.
She wrote 6 new original songs for the film specifically. And she did I don't think it was in the movie, but it's on the soundtrack, an orchestral version of Jolene. Like, everybody knows Jolene, but this is with a symphony, and it is so beautiful. I cried the first time that I heard it.
What does this mean? What does this mean for you? Because you play the part, and you know, part of your role is to play a big-bodied woman in this film. So that's the role you play. Now,
that was the natural part.
But what does it mean for you going forward? Is that a role? I mean, are you worried that you're going to have to play that role? That's you know, what is a typecast? What happens going forward now? What does this role mean for you going forward?
I don't think that I could have been picked for a better role for the first film. Like, my character, even though it was small, it was she was very lovable. She was encouraging. She's beautiful. like I've been big since the 4th grade, so I don't really look at myself like that anymore. There was a long time where I did, but I think moving back to North Carolina changed my life in the sense where I started looking at myself on the inside versus what I am on the outside, because it doesn't matter. I've been bigger and I've been smaller, but I still see the same person. And
to be and not to seem, as we say here.
Right.
And how about your comedy? Are you going to keep that up?
Absolutely, I'm going to keep it up. That's comedy is like therapy. I talk about what's happening in my life and what happened to me as a younger person to make me feel this way about what happened in my life. So as long as I've got exciting things happening, I'll have material for days.
All right. And are you looking at anything on the horizon now? Any more acting gigs in the works?
I have another movie that's coming out in February. February is a big month. I'm doing, there's a film called When We Last Spoke on the Hallmark Channel. My grandparents are really excited about that one.
That's good.
They got matching T-shirts at Christmas that say, "It's a Hallmark and hot chocolate type of night." Which I think is absolutely ridiculous, but I'm excited about that one.
Very exciting stuff. Hey, also, keep going. Yeah, tell us more.
Oops. I'm doing, for the first time ever, I'm going to be doing a murder mystery dinner theater show with the Watermark Theater, and that's going to be here in Asheville at the Social on February 14th, Valentine's Day, and then one on February 22nd at the Monta Vista Hotel. And I'm really excited about that.
Hillary,
because I've always wanted to do a dinner theater show, but I've never done it.
Lots of good things ahead for Hillary Begley, a comedian and an actress who plays Aunt Lucy in the Netflix movie Dumplin', on stage tonight at Noble Cava in Asheville. And you can see her every Sunday at the Fairview Tavern in Asheville. She hosts the Alleluia, or is it Hallelujah, Hillary's Comedy Revival. Thanks so much.
Hallelujah, Hillary's Comedy Revival.
Thanks for talking with us, Hillary.
Thank you.
You can also find Hillary, as we say, on Valentine's Day performing at the Watermark Theater Group and at the Social in Asheville. All that's at our website, stateofthings.org. Coming up, the music of the Onyx Club Boys. Stay tuned.